So this painting is by Orazio Gentileschi, the father of Artemisia Gentileschi, who's Susanna and the Elders we looked at, the one painted after the Council of Trent. What are these figures doing? Who are these? Just tell me about them. You can see they're by age. Yeah. So, Lot and his daughters. And what are they looking at? Well, they're pointing at something off in the sky. Well, that's funny, right? We don't see any trace of smoke or anything. And it's why point very high up? Like, what might that be? They're looking back, presumably, to Sodom. Yes, it seems as if what it must be is that they're seeing something come down, the beginning of the destruction, maybe. I mean, we'd have no smoke or anything. Why point to the sky? Yes, that's right. In fact, you have quite warm yellow light that you see on them. So really, I think that's exactly what you're seeing. So what's the story? Genesis 19. Lot just left the city of Sodom. Lot dwelt in a cave with his two daughters. So you see that cave here. And the firstborn said to the younger, "Our father is old, and there's not a man on earth to come into us after the manner of all the earth. Come, let us make our father drink wine, and we will lie with him that we may preserve offspring through our father." And they did so. And notice the physical connection, right, here between Lot and his daughters. So again, you have a very discreet way of representing quite directly physical connection. Now, the interesting thing to ask about this picture is, why paint such a picture? Why choose this subject? And a student asked one year, "Are these supposed to be the good guys?" he said. "The ones that God spared from the wicked city of Sodom?" It's a very good point, and it suggests two answers to this question. First, this biblical event prompted a maxim. People used to say, "Saved in Sodom, but lost in the desert." That was an expression that people used to use. It's possible to be saved in this dramatic way in the story, and then be lost by your own weakness and backsliding. You are not saved until it's too late to be lost. That's an idea. It's because of this that Calvinists have the view of the perseverance of saints. Right? You can define a saint as one who will not backslide. Maybe they'll do it for a while, but then at a certain point, who will turn to Christ and stay that way? And that very idea suggests the alternate possibility of someone who will turn to Christ and then be lost. So the question for viewers being, what kind of person are you? A second thing you might say is, in Matthew 1, in the genealogy from Abraham to Jesus, you read Boaz, the father of Obed, by Ruth. Ruth is a Moabite who leaves her native Moab, goes to Judah with her mother-in-law, Naomi. Without Ruth, Joseph would not be born. So the very family of Christ descends through the Moabite Ruth, and in a sense, from this scene. The child born incestuously to Lot and his eldest daughter is Moab, who became the father of the Moabites. All the Moabites descended from this event, which puts it in a somewhat different light. I mean, there are other stories like this, right? The story of Perez, also in the line of Christ, born of Judah, who goes into what he thinks is a prostitute, but actually his daughter-in-law. A lovely story in the line of Christ. There's a message here about the very imperfect conditions God works with to bring salvation. God works with what he has.